Today, we're doing a deep dive into what is essentially a new blueprint for the Western Cape's future. It's called the Western Cape Infrastructure Framework 2050.
Or WCIF 2050, yeah. And it's a lot more than just a blueprint.
Okay, so let's unpack that. The document lays out this huge mission, right? Infrastructure-led growth and investment, but for a specific purpose.
Exactly. The goal is to create communities that are sustainable, equitable, and resilient. It's a 25-year roadmap, and it really positions infrastructure as the main driver for a huge socioeconomic transformation.
And what's fascinating is how it starts. The document just comes right out and frames the two massive challenges that are driving this whole thing.
It does. First, you have the historical legacy of spatial injustice, how infrastructure in the past has, often made inequity worse for the most vulnerable people.
Right.
And second, the really urgent need to deal with climate change, to mitigate the impacts that are, well, already happening.
So given those challenges, what does this new approach mean for actual planning? It seems like they're defining infrastructure differently.
Much more broadly. It's not just about roads and pipes anymore. Of course, it includes traditional engineering, property, digital comms.
But the big addition is this idea of ecological infrastructure.
Yes. We're talking about naturally functioning ecosystems. Think wetlands, healthy river systems. These are now being treated as fundamental assets that we have to maintain and invest in.
That's a huge shift in thinking. And it seems like that requires a pretty radical shift in governance, too.
It does. The core of the WCIF 2050 really involves two big moves. The first one is adopting what they call a systems view.
Okay, hold on. A complex adaptive system. That sounds incredibly theoretical. What does that actually mean in practice?
It's a good question. Basically, it means treating infrastructure like a dynamic living ecosystem, almost like a weather system.
A weather system.
Yeah, where changing one small part can impact everything else in unpredictable ways. So that old, siloed, rigid way of planning, it's out.
So you need constant feedback.
You need continuous stakeholder engagement. That's your critical feedback loop. It keeps the whole system adaptable and responsive instead of brittle.
Which is vital. I mean, you can't fix those historical inequities you mentioned by planning in separate little boxes.
You absolutely can't. And that leads directly to the second big governance innovation, panarchic governance.
Another big term.
It is.
Yeah.
But the idea is pretty straightforward. It's a multi-layered adaptive approach that forces collaboration. It's guided by what they call panoptic principles, which just means decision-making has to be transversal.
So it cuts across all the different departments and levels of government.
Exactly. It aligns infrastructure with, societal well-being and ecological needs, not just with immediate economic profit.
And this is where the framework goes beyond just good governance. The goal isn't just sustainability anymore, which is usually about reducing harm.
Right. It's about moving towards regenerative infrastructure.
And what does that mean to be regenerative?
It means you move past simply doing less harm. And you start creating systems that actively restore and regenerate environmental and social capital. The demand is that any new development has to contribute positively. It has to leave things better than they were before.
So the whole thing is underpinned by this mission-oriented approach. The public sector has to lead these big cross-sectoral efforts to tackle grand challenges, like climate resilience.
Mm-hmm. By driving very targeted regenerative innovation.
This framework is truly massive. It touches on everything from new funding models and partnerships to digital connectivity and even job creation through labor-intensive construction.
At the end of the day, the WCIF 2050 sets up a foundation. It's defined by four core principles that will guide everything that comes next. Driving equitable development, building resilient systems, leveraging spatial justice, and ensuring that governance is transversal.
So what really stands out to you from all of this? The document quotes Eric Klinenberg saying infrastructure is about who we are, what we value, and what kind of society we want to create. To me, that shift to regenerative infrastructure raises a really important question. Can focusing on restoring ecosystems actually fundamentally redefine how we judge economic viability in these huge public projects? That feels like the real test of this 25-year plan.